Welcome to Girls in Heels. I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence, with my co-host, Teresa Aprea, and Nicole Napolitano, also known as the twins from Bravo's Real Housewives of New Jersey. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Cooper.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Good. So, we don't want to get in trouble. I know we've been trying to find music, but the problem is we have to find music that's original. Otherwise, people are going to sue us, and we don't have any money yet.
No. Why not?
Yeah, but why would they sue us?
Because they don't want us using music that they already own and produced. That is music that my ex-husband did for us. He's a musician. So that we can use, and he won't sue. Well, at least I hope he doesn't sue us.
He better not. Oh, wait. So we have some good... our friend Monique, she's working with a great young artist. He's a great musician, and we can use his music.
He is so talented.
He's so talented, and she's been managing him. So let's talk to her about getting.
Did you not like that?
No, I like. No, it was good. But I actually thought it was very good. I apologize that we just.
It was instrumental, which is nice.
It was rock. I like it. I do like it.
He's going to write some lyrics for us soon. We're going to start with music first. You know, people can get used to it, and then he'll throw.
Does he
in
have
like
a band?
He did. He did. Oh. He's just a singer songwriter on his own now.
I'm impressed. I actually did like it. It reminds me of something kind of rock from the 80s.
Yeah. There you go. All right.
I like it.
Look, that's what we're using. If you really hate it, we can talk to your friend Monica.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I like it, though.
We could switch every week. How's that? I think that would be awesome.
Okay. We should have people just send in music. Oh, by the way, we should probably, before we get things going here, we want to take a second to say thank you to the listeners, the thousands of you who subscribe to our show and who've supported us right from the very beginning. It means so much to us. Fact that we're sitting in this room doing this, and there are literally thousands of people who are willing to listen, and we're just incredibly grateful.
Thank you. Yes, very grateful, very honored, very blessed to have you all. Thank you so much. And if it wasn't for them, we would not be here.
That's right. And tell people about us, because we'd like more listeners. The more,
absolutely,
the merrier. And it's free. I mean, you subscribe for free. How many things in life are free anyway?
So
and fun and entertaining.
Exactly.
Everybody loves free stuff.
Okay, so I'm going to delve right into it, because this weekend you guys were away.
We were at Lake George. We just got back last night.
Now, I saw all those pictures on Instagram, but I didn't see Reno in any of them. How come he wasn't with you?
Reno did not come. I know that's a little touchy situation. We're actually celebrating all month. It's my parents' 50th anniversary, so they've been married 50 years, September 25th. So we wanted to do something nice for them with the family. Reno did not come. That was a little touchy situation.
Now, Teresa, I'll let you address it.
Couples aren't perfect. Obviously, there was a little argument. People asked me that. For people to get to know us, I'm not going to act like, everything's peachy keen, and I'm not going to lie to the audience. I think what they appreciate and like about us is that we are authentic and that everything's real and organic. And, obviously, my husband and I told my friends the same thing. No, we weren't talking. And at this point in my life, I have no patience for drama and nonsense. And, he just was kind of getting on my nerves. And I said, stay home. I want to enjoy this. I want to just have a great weekend with my magnificent. I call us the magnificent Fab Seven. You know, my mom and my dad, me and my sister, and their three grandsons, Giovanni, Anthony, and Joey. And it was just a great weekend. It was peaceful. It was fun. It was just pure
relaxing.
Love. It was relaxing. It was just such a great... I actually didn't even want to come home. Nicole, me and my mom and Giovanni actually extended a day. We came home last night and we were going to stay. If it wasn't for an event that we had last night, we were actually going to extend the trip more. I kind of didn't want to come home.
Right.
There's something very peaceful and relaxing about the mountains and the lakes. It was just... It was my first time there. And I just loved it.
But Teresa, when you're having problems in your relationship, do you feel better when you take a break from it and you can relax? Or do you feel like while you're there, you're stressing out and thinking about it and it's almost ruining your time because you're upset?
No, I don't stress. Reno and I usually don't do stuff where we do things separately. This was just kind of a crazy month for us. Mm-hmm. There was a lot involved. People had asked. I know you have a few questions, but no, it was just people had asked, did you guys fight? And what did you want to ask me?
Well, we might as well address it, because Life and Style magazine, which I will say, from all the years of writing for different magazines and for interviewing celebrities and that kind of thing, the one thing I've learned is that the only resource that is 100% every single time is Us Weekly. They're the only ones that check, double check, and triple check their sources. I have come across many times that Life and Style have come out with stories that they have sources, but they're just not good sources. So in the end, they just sort of drop the story or whatever. But I've interviewed people and said, hey, Life and Style says this about you. And they're like, yeah, there's no truth to that.
There's no truth.
Right. Okay, so here's what they said about
you. Oh, and
Now, first
tell
of all,
me.
Before I tell you what they said about you, Teresa, I find it really interesting that they're talking about you. Have you guys both gotten used to that? Do you feel like every time you see your name in a tabloid or an entertainment story, are you like, that's just part of the business? Or is it still weird?
No, at this point, I really don't even listen to nonsense. I don't. I know one of the reporters there I find to be beyond obnoxious. Mm. I think she's a little dweeb. I think all she's done this whole time is just like, it's like she just throws shit on the wall and see what's going to stick. And she's looking for a story. And hey, listen, what you see is what you get with me. I'm not going to lie. You know, ask me a question, I'll tell you the truth. Ask me what's going on. I'm not going to be like, oh, yay, my life is perfect this week. It's awesome. No, it's real. And whoever obviously is married, God bless you if you have a perfect marriage. God bless.
No one does. But yours gets reported on.
And, you know, mine gets reported on. I just don't like the lies. What did it say?
I have to laugh because it starts out by saying that this is all coming off of his affair with your mother, which after meeting her several
times.
Funny because it's like you just have to meet her once to know that it's the most ridiculous story in the world.
And this was Life and Style, was it?
Yeah, Life and Style was saying. So they're basically like, New Jersey housewife Teresa Aprea stood by her husband, Reno, after allegations that he cheated on her with her mother, Santa. Okay, so we know that that is preposterous and untrue.
Right, exactly, hysterical.
And even if you told me it was true, I would never believe you in a million years because I've met her and I've met him and it's really so ridiculous at this point.
The most godly woman you could come across.
Exactly. And just it's... I'm not even going to address it because it's just so stupid.
Exactly, right.
But, okay, so what they're saying is that an eyewitness revealed to Life and Style that Reno was heavily flirting with a pretty young woman on the Jersey Shore. Now, let me also say that I have been in the presence of Reno, and he doesn't know how to talk to women unless he has his hand on your shoulder or he's like,
animated,
pinching your...
Yeah.
He's animated. And, like, if I was to say that he was flirting with me... Anyone can say that. Like, that's just the way when he's just animated and he talks to you and he gets right in your face. He's like, Cooper.
Totally,
so I can definitely call Life and Style and say he was flirting with me. But the truth is, that's just Reno.
And you know what? The crazy thing is, I know it was actually down the shore at a friend of ours restaurant who we became friendly with these people. And Reno was down at the beach. And all of a sudden it comes out with my friends like he was here at the restaurant having a drink, talking to fans. Fans take pictures. It's in the public eye. You have to really be stupid if you really were to do something in the public. Everybody watches us like so closely. But to be honest with you, Cooper, that was never Reno's issue. Reno and I don't have issues. I don't have issues with my husband with cheating. I don't.
Right.
That's never been an issue with me. I'm always first on, you know, on top. That's not even a thought. So that to me is just a joke.
Right.
You know, my issue with my husband, people say, oh, you know, if you were to say probably what is the issue in your marriage? I would probably say I never have to compete with another woman. To me, I always say it, and it's not even in a joking way, but I say my competition is a bottle. My husband has to curb his drinking. Anybody that's with somebody that does drink a lot, they know. There's just, it's a whole different animal, you know? And you
Macallan,
know, Nicole.
Tequila.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
That's the other one. No blonde with big boobs.
Yeah, exactly. The only white brown thing is Macallan vodka. That's the only thing I have to worry about. I don't have to worry about that. That was never,
which
that was
is
never
just
an
a serious issue.
Issue. But to me, you know, that is, it's kind of even hard for me to talk about because it's just, it's a very touchy subject.
Right.
And I think alcohol changes people. You know, you can have a really good
addiction.
Person.
Whether it's whether you go after other, you know, women or this or that, An addiction is an addiction. It
yeah.
could be
so,
cheating.
So women, that's not my problem. I have my issues with my husband where, you know, people have seen, you know, we get along great. When we get along, we're great. You know, when we argue, we argue. But at this stage of the game, you know, it was always, oh, we love hard. We fight hard. We play hard. It's not fun to fight hard anymore.
Right.
I'm past that stage. So to me, if I'm going to be with someone and if they're just not acting the way I want or if they're acting in a way that's not nice and mean, I know what I expect from somebody. Mm-hmm. What I was around this weekend was my family, who I love and who I respect, and they respect me. So I think there has to be such a line of respect with the people that, you know, as I get older and the stage that I'm at right now and just even having another birthday, you know, as young as we are, we get wiser and wiser and wiser. So, you know, that was the, you know, why wasn't Reno there this weekend? You took such great pictures and it was your whole family. He wasn't there. Well, that's why there was an argument, and I said, you know what, stay home.
Right.
I'm not gonna deal with this. I'm not gonna have any drama with my parents, and until you act nicely and you deserve to be around me and my family, because we have a very, very special relationship, each and every one of us, then.
And we respect one another.
And we respect. Stay home.
I like that that was what you guys chose to do, what you chose to do. I mean, the fact that the family still went away is really nice because I feel like that's a consequence to an action. And there's so often you get involved in a relationship where you just let things go, and the guy or the girl gets... they get away with all kinds of stuff because there's never any consequences. So the consequence was, if he keeps drinking, he doesn't get to spend time with this lovely, amazing, loving family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it is. And it's kind of hard to talk about. And I know it's personal, but obviously people do know us. They see how close we are, and they've seen arguments. And I know that...
and how destructive alcohol is.
It's so destructive.
It's such a serious
issue. You know what it is, Cooper?
Issue.
You're right.
I'm sorry. Some people could drink and they're not affected by it, and other people drink.
We can.
And they
We're
are.
Not nasty.
I could honestly say I can drink and I'm not an alcoholic.
Right.
It does not alter my behavior. It does not affect my behavior. But then I do see people, one like my brother-in-law, and there are people who drink and it does affect
them.
And
at times he's fine. At times people are fine. It's all of, you know, we stay with the group too. A lot of our friends, it's party, it's fun, it's let's go. I think sometimes it's too much. You know, I think it's too much. And I think if you can be a voice and to just bring an awareness to people and even for kids out there, you know, raising my son, I was a single mom for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I never drank in front of my son. I had to make it a point of being his rock, and I knew that there was so much drinking around him.
Right.
You know, when he was with his father on weekends, that I had to make it very stable for him.
Mm-hmm.
I did not want him seeing his mother drink, and that was just me. He had to see me functioning. He had to see me being the best mom I can be. He had to see me taking, you know, faith was very important to me, taking him to church every Sunday, giving him such a foundation that, you know what, okay, now he's on his own. He can make his own decisions. My son saw that, you know what, these kids today drink so much, Cooper.
Right, I see.
It's the point where I see these high school kids and even people that I know in town and, you know, who's been to the hospital already.
My son is 16. He's a sophomore, and already a couple of his friends have been at parties, and they had to call
IVs.
The ambulance.
Wait, Nicole,
and IVs.
Your 16-year-old son is at parties where they're getting so drunk that they have to call 911?
He's been probably at a couple of parties, and then, you know, you hear stories of his classmates that have been at parties and alcohol poisoning, and they had to call the ambulance, and they had to get IVs. These are sophomores. Never mind my son, who's a senior in college, that I've seen it happen with his classmates.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's going on, and they have to be so aware. They don't realize it. You know, when we were growing up, the thing was like parties and beer kegs.
Right,
now it's all of a sudden Jack Daniels.
Well, they're like wine coolers and
wine
stuff.
Yeah,
like
we had
that.
Like, I'm sorry, Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hello, that was the extent of it. Like, ooh, let's have
I don't think we had Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Teresa,
did we?
We had wine coolers.
You needed a lot of those to get drunk.
Beer kegs and beer pong. And now these kids, I'm telling you,
they're drinking straight vodka.
No, wait, you guys, we're all the same age. Did you guys have grain alcohol?
No.
Oh, my God.
Really?
That was the big thing when I went to college. Yeah,
no
it was like grain alcohol. And the worst thing about it was it doesn't taste like anything. So whatever you put it in, so if you put in like pineapple juice, all you're drinking is pineapple juice.
Really?
And then 2 minutes later, it's the next day. Like, you've totally blacked out. You've no idea how much you'd... Oh, I can't tell you how
often. That was not big in Brooklyn.
Green
alcohol is not a Brooklyn thing.
That's good.
but I will say,
like, putting on my psychologist hat for a second, because, you know,
please
I have...
Please do.
Because I'll tell you
Give
something.
Give me some feedback.
Here's the crazy thing. The fact that I have a PhD in psychology and use it for nothing other than once in a while interjecting in a, right. in a story. Like, give me an opportunity to do that at least. So the one thing that they do say when it comes to alcohol and alcoholism, it's not about how much you drink. It's not about how often you drink. It's about what happens to you when you do drink.
Absolutely.
Because somebody that just has like two drinks can be wild and do really irresponsible things and drive drunk,
right.
or like have sex indiscriminately. Like, you can do a lot of things when you're drunk, or you can drink a ton and then just go home and like mm-hmm. pass out and you're fine and you can work the next day. So it's about what happens to you. It's about the consequences of your drinking, which is why I brought up that word earlier when I was talking about Reno having consequences. He doesn't get to come to family events. Like, there has to be consequences to your actions.
Right, I do. And he's probably going to be like, oh, thanks, Teresa, for just talking about... But, you know, you're right. I just, it's just so upsetting to me. I just find, only because, and I'm very aware of it. Like, I like my cocktails. I do like my vodka. I'm just fun. Like, when I drink, it's just so different. I guess I never realized. And like I said, I was never a huge drinker when my son was little. Then as he got bigger, you know, Reno and I got remarried and we were at a lot of parties and functions. And I don't think you even realize how much drinking is involved. You know,
That goes on.
Well, certainly in the restaurant industry. He's in the restaurant industry. I mean, I remember when I was a bartender and even when I was just a hostess.
Right.
Like, there was always somebody handing you a cocktail. And then that was the culture. Like, once the restaurant closed, then you went to the next bar that was open with your friends. And then
right.
other bar people came and met you and you would just drink all night.
And I think summertime, exactly. And then it's the restaurant business, like you said. It's summertime. This summer was just... party after party, and you're out, and the weather. There's something about the summer. I don't know. It seems as though there's more drinking in the summer.
Makes you more thirsty. Well, you're out, and you're socializing more, and people socialize, and they drink when they get together. That's just what we do. So, okay, so now we know what the issue is. What are you doing about it to help him? Is he...
Well, I don't really... I don't... Right now, we're just working on things, and we're kind of getting things... back together, you know?
Okay, well, that's good.
So, I think therapy is great.
We'll see how it goes.
I think therapy is great for marriages.
Everyone's been drinking for years. This is not something new, you know? I just think it got too much, and something just clicked with me, like, what's going on? Like, I just don't like when, like you were saying, somebody's personality can change or flip of a switch, or you have to walk on eggshells to say, okay, is this going to be a good night or is this not going to be a good night?
Right.
You know, I don't like that. You know, I don't think anybody can live that way.
Right.
You know, and I just think I'm more aware of it. So, you know, but right now, like I said, we're working on things and we'll just see how things go. You could talk to me next week, Cooper, and I'll be like, oh, my God, things are great and things are fine. You know, I think right now this week is just kind of an emotional week. It was a great week being away. And like you asked, how was it? Mm. I forgot about everything. I was away and I enjoyed myself. And now you're kind of back to reality.
Two different personalities. Like, you're so good and you can detach and
how are you, Nicole?
Enjoy the family. Oh my goodness, I probably would have been like upset and crying,
thinking about it the whole time
and upset about it and sad. And you're
fight with your significant other, whenever you were, I think you do, you get very upset.
I do. I'm very emotional and I'm very sensitive, and it does affect me. Like, you're so good how you're able to go away and just really enjoy the family. I'm like, wow. That's why I always say, I think you're so much stronger than me. And you always say, oh, no, you're the strong one. I'm like, no, you're the strong one, that you're able to go through so much and can go through certain things in life and know that you're going to take actions to make it better and not just dwell on
because
the things
notice,
that
upset what's the
you,
point
where
of
I do get very when emotional. Things,
I'm like you, Nicole. I mean, I wear my heart on my sleeve. Like, I can't.
I do. I would
I can't
look
walk
sad,
away and be
I
like, I'm fine. Like, that's all I want to talk about. And
right. I would have cried.
And like my boyfriend and I have been together, like, I don't know, 5 years or something like that. And we've never had like a really huge fight except once. Once we had such a huge fight that I really thought it could be over. And it was literally all I can think about, all I can talk about. I called everybody I knew to get like their opinion and what I should do and what do you think. And I called one of his friends and I couldn't just keep it to myself and get on with my life. I needed everybody's opinion. I needed to like I called his mother. I called my mother. I need like, literally
exactly.
Everybody. People I didn't even know. Like I was going into bathrooms and restaurants with strange women. And I'd be crying. I'd be like, so here's what happened with my boyfriend. What do you think about this?
Yeah, that would be me too. Like I think right away like, oh my gosh, it's over. I mean, I'd see this person again. Like, yeah, you're very good. Like,
but
that.
You know, the fact that you raised your son alone for 11 years, I'm one of those women who I've never been without a man's in my life.
Really?
And I don't do good with no man's. I need the man's around because I'm just, I don't know whether it's just like I'm incredibly insecure or whether it's because I just really love sex. but I just, I feel like every single time I've been in a relationship, and I see it kind of ending, I look for the next one before I end the previous one. Yeah, like I literally, like a jungle gym, I swing from vine to vine.
Nicole's like that. You were like that. Nicole was like that. Nicole always, you always had to have a guy.
I always had a boyfriend.
She was like you, Cooper. She always had to have a boyfriend, always had to. No, I have to say, I was always pretty independent.
I like having someone, like a significant other, and I like having someone to go to the movies with, and someone to go to eat with, and someone to cuddle with, like, I do.
So wait, Teresa, is there something wrong with us? Like, why aren't we independent?
No, I have to say, I'm a cuddler. I'm a cuddler. I do.
Oh,
I love.
You
I could always
go
have
11 years.
No,
you can go
not
years
without sex. That's
not
crazy.
Without sex. Without dating someone.
No, but I'm a cuddler. Like, I'm more of a romantic. I mean, sex is great, but I guess I've had so much of it. I'm kind of like whatever. I like to me. I'm like kissing and hugging, and I'm like a kisser. Like,
yeah, but you can, you can walk away from a bad relationship, and you don't have to. You don't have to walk right into another. You can be by yourself for a little while. I can't do that.
I have to say, I always was
very independent. You liked having your space.
I liked having my space. Hmm. Well, you know what? It's because I knew, like, raising my son for those, like, 11 years, he was 4 and up until, 11. Yeah, he was 13. It was just different. I knew that I had to just do things different, you know? Like, you know, and I'm not judging anyone, but I was always, as much as a free spirit, I was always very conservative in my own value, in my own head, with my own values and morals. Like, I was always like, I don't want to bring tons of guys around my son. I always told my son, too, like, as he got older, you'll never see anyone come out of my bedroom. Until the day I have a ring on my finger married, I'm not going to be the type of mother. And the 11 years that he never saw anybody. Even when I was dating someone, no one ever came out of my bedroom. No one ever was allowed to sleep over my house. Because I think having a son, it's so different. Right. I don't know what it is. It's a mother and a son. We have a very strong bond, but I don't. For me, it was like I'm so old school in my head that I was just very. But then when I did go away, I traveled a lot. When he was with his dad, I did my own things without him being around. You know, I went to South Africa. I would go to Mexico. I went to Italy.
I traveled a lot,
and then I had my fun when I was away, but not in front of kids.
I think you view relationships differently than I do. I don't know. I can't speak for Nicole, but like I view relationships. I think it's really cool that you see it as like, I'm an independent woman and you're a great guy and we should be together. And if it doesn't work out, we shouldn't be together. Like it's that, it seems to be that simple for you that like you can look at yourself as an individual person and then the person you're dating is or married to is their own individual.
Yeah.
I do too much where like, okay, my boyfriend went to visit his family for a weekend.
No.
That whole weekend that he was gone, I was like, I was so lonely. I was so bored. My friends were calling. I was like, yeah, I guess I'll have lunch with you. Yeah, I guess we'll go to the gym. I felt like I was just wasting my time till he got back. It was so pathetic. Like,
You are a lot like Nicole.
I am not independent at all, but I've never been, and I have to just embrace that. Like, that's just who I am. I'm sorry.
Thanks. I like that, Teresa. I'm so pathetic. Oh, just like Nicole. Oh, yeah, great.
No, but you know what?
I just love that P word.
We're pathetic. No, you're not, but that's what makes the world go round. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I think, but then at the same time, I think it's very nice at times to be needy. You know what I mean? As much as I'm independent.
Oh, my God, are we needy? I wasn't thinking needy.
Oh, no. I mean, no, I don't mean
no
needy.
No one
likes needy.
We're
like,
pathetic and needy.
No, pathetic and needy. Ew.
No.
I'll never get married again.
No, shush up. No, I mean, like.
Thanks.
No, I just mean to have somebody need you and to need some. Maybe need is the wrong word because I
want,
just think.
Desire?
No, desire. Like to have that.
Yeah, I don't want anyone, like, I don't want a man who's, like, needy and pathetic.
No.
I want someone who wants and desires
that. Exactly.
Me.
Like, I agree. Everybody
sexy.
Loves a manly man. I mean, I do. I love that. You know, I guess being a strong woman that I am, I like that protector.
Right.
No, really.
Oh, yeah. No. That's why you dated a cop. That was the first person you dated, right?
Right.
When
after,
you got
yeah.
divorced.
No, I do. I like that protector.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You dated a cop? Mm-hmm. What was that like?
Let's see.
He was so good. No, he was good. He was just a nice... No, when I broke up with Reno, I think I just... Well, that was right after we got divorced. That was my first boyfriend. That's right.
Right.
He was very good.
We were in the precinct and you saw him and...
Wait a minute. Why were you in a precinct? Excuse me. Why were you in a precinct?
I really should write a book. I should write a book. Because my divorce was so tumultuous. It really was. It was crazy.
It was War of the Roses.
It really was crazy. And Nicole was fighting with Reno. I have to say, thank God we became such good friends afterwards. Like Reno and I. But my divorce was crazy. Who was fighting? Who was calling the cops on each other? You know, typical Italians, crazy. I was 28 years old. I mean, he was old. He was 5 years old. But I was young. And Nicole was... arguing with him. Yeah, and then we wound up, that's right, in the 6-8. We did.
Yes,
and
we did. Because I had...
Oh, yeah, that was...
Okay.
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, Reno was dating someone. I don't know. She was probably like some stripper or something. And she was pushing my son on the swing. Everybody heard this from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
And I was
I think.
Pregnant. And
yeah.
My
hormones
must have been
Nicole,
going
you
crazy.
Were pregnant at the time?
I was pregnant. And I was at the park, and
then I think the girl said that, I don't know, her and Nicole had an argument, and then who scratched who, and oh, gosh. And Nicole's
so
like,
we wound up at the precinct, and then there was this really good-looking cop, and then I just had bought a brand new house with brand new cream carpets that they were brand spanking new, and the cop told me on the side he has a carpet cleaning business, and Teresa said, well, you're going to get your carpets cleaned, and I said, but I just put brand new carpets down in my house. She goes, well, you're getting them cleaned anyway for $500, and I'm like, okay.
Because he was cute.
Yeah, right. So even though they were brand new carpets, Nicole got her carpets cleaned just so I could set up a date.
Is that a sexual innuendo? Did you get your carpets cleaned?
Can you clean my carpet?
Get my rugs cleaned.
And can you bring your cups along? No, he was good. I like that whole protector thing. I think there's something, like they say, a man in uniform. There's something very sexy about that. It's like, it's a protector. I think as strong as you are, every woman needs to feel that protection.
Right.
I know I'm a protector. I'm a mama bear, but... I'm not the type. I don't want to be equal to a guy. I don't. Mm-hmm. I want. It's like me, Tarzan. You know, me, Jane. You, Tarzan. You know,
right.
I want the guy to be the guy.
Oh.
And I think that's probably why I dated a cop. Yeah, I probably did for a long. And he was very. Yeah, he was like.
He was a really nice guy.
How come that broke up?
Well, you know what? It's so amazing because Reno's friends with him now, so it's wonderful.
Yeah, Reno's friends
They're
with him now.
They're good friends, yeah.
Well, not good friends.
Well,
but
he comes to the restaurant
up,
and they have a nice relationship.
I think every relationship is for the time being. He was just and we had a really great relationship. It was so perfect during the time of my divorce. It was for that time.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, sex columnist Dan Savage always says every relationship ends except for the one that doesn't.
Yeah, okay.
You know, which is kind of a simplistic way of saying that.
Yeah, okay.
which kind of means that, like, it's okay if a relationship ends. Like, some of them just do. Like, this doesn't have to be a reason for it. It just ended.
They do. And the crazy thing is that I wind up getting back with my ex-husband, and he wound up getting back with his ex-wife. And I think they even had another baby. So
you see how God has a plan?
God always has a plan. And I do. And that's why Nicole says sometimes, oh, why are you so strong? It's not as though I'm strong. I really do. I really kind of leave things. I do. I have my faith. I leave things in God's hands. And I'm like, you know what? It is what it is. And things are going to work out. Whatever's meant to be, and it's gonna. And I always feel like it's always gonna work out for my best interest.
I wish I had that philosophy. I micromanage everything that happens in my life. Like I wish I could just like throw caution in the wind and be like, oh, whatever will be, will be. I can't.
It is. I mean, don't
That's
get me
awesome.
Wrong. I have laser like laser beam focused with certain things that I have to achieve and certain things that, you know, I want. Mm-hmm. But then there are times you do have to, like, you know, they say, like, let go.
Yeah, like, let go.
You know, you can only put so much into it, and then you need to detach. And I think things come to you almost quicker that way sometimes. Like, and that's when I say, now I'm leaving it up to you, God. You know what I mean? Like, now we got to work Godspeed, because, like, I want this so bad.
I want this so bad. And never have an ego, because that's edging God out. That's the best thing my mother ever could have told me. Never have an ego.
My mother gave us
whatever
a lot of good advice.
Decisions you make.
That's a very interesting philosophy. And the thing is, I have to say, for people that don't know you guys very well, you definitely live by that. Because every time I call you, you'll be like, yes, we have a friend that has some medical issue. We're going to the doctor with her. Or we met this person who really needs us, and we're stopping down everything we're doing because we're going to go help them. Like, you are the two most generous with your time and your love and
I admire the two of you for that. I'm not like you guys at all, and you are my idols for that.
The fact, especially you, Teresa, that you don't need a man, and you know, me and Miss Pathetic over here.
Miss Pathetic and Needy.
I do.
The two pathetic and needy women over here.
But you are my idol. Hey, listen, I'm independent, but I do like having a man. I do. I mean, to me, after a while, it can get lonely. I'm not saying I would be like this cat lady. I would lose my mind. I need a man. I love, love, love. I like being married. You know, I do. I just want it to be right.
Well,
I want it to be right at this stage. Getting back to constantly giving
and like giving our time. That's the one time when I say it's better to give than receive.
That's true.
The only time, yes.
That's right.
Oh, you little piggy.
Because we all know my comments.
Nicole always reverts everything back to sex. It truly is better to give than receive.
And I truly love to
help
people.
Which is why she's also my idol. That reason right there.
I'm not pathetic and needy anymore.
Nope. All right. Well, we have come to the end of another Girls in Heels.
Oh, wait. I do need to say something, though.
Yes, please.
Speaking about drugs, Teresa and I, this Thursday, because our new podcast comes out
on Tuesday. Right.
We are going to be in New Brunswick, and we are doing at the Sushi Room Eat to Beat Drugs. And it really is about where all the money that we are collecting and donating is going to children who cannot afford to go into rehab and don't have the right insurance. So we're raising money
for that.
So all
the restaurants for
and
people who are coming to eat.
Such a huge epidemic in New Jersey with heroin and
country.
Drugs. But especially in New Jersey, we're helping a lot of children. So it's going to be at the Sushi Room in New Brunswick. Thursday night at 6 p.m. And Teresa and I are going to be there, and it's Eat to Beat Drugs.
So come out and see us.
So
come
out,
eat,
support us, and help these young children.
This Thursday night at 6. That's so...
And I'll put it on social media.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I don't do anything like that.
Well, you're going to come with us, sweetheart.
Oh, well, I'll
Girls in heels.
Yeah, but I'll be there for the sushi, though.
You bad girl.
No, I'll donate. I'll be there to support. Of course I will.
You're always writing those checks, Cooper.
Listen, you can email us your thoughts and questions at girlsinheelspodcast@gmail.com. Special thanks to the men in our lives, our producers Anthony and Dennis, who produce Girls in Heels every single week. Oh, wait, we have music. We have goodbye music. I almost forgot about it. Wait, talk amongst yourselves.
Hi.
Keep talking and I'll find the music.
Can't I just like turn on my like...
What?
You want to
turn on your iTunes?
We're going to get in trouble.
Play one of my songs? No, we're going to get
sued. Got a good one. You're going to like this.
Woo! I like it.
There we go. We got goodbye music now. I forgot. Anyway, so thank you to Anthony and Dennis, who produce Girls in Heels every single week. Thank you to Blog Talk Radio. If you like podcasts, they have dozens of great ones other than Girls in Heels. I recommend Hollywood Hookups and Breakups. Also, The Week in Podcasting. Follow me on Twitter at Cooper Lawrence. Follow Teresa at Teresa A underscore R-H-O-N-J. And Nicole at R-H-O-N-J Twins. We're also on Instagram and Facebook. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, everybody. Awesome. Thank you.
Day.
Kisses. Mwah.
We'll see you next week.
Sending love.